If everything you touch turned to gold, like King Midas, do you think you could go 1 week without touching yourself? Hey, welcome to the show. My name is Sean Carter. I host this comedy debate show where I ask comedians ridiculous questions and then give them a minute to make their case, followed by a 30-second rebuttal. On top of this podcast, we also have a lot of material up on YouTube, so check it out, Pick Aside Stupid on YouTube. And if you're looking for even more episodes, go to our Patreon page. Just type in Pick Aside on Patreon. And for just $5 a month, you can get exclusive episodes.
Oh, hi.
He's like looking around like, all right.
Just admiring the microphones.
Yeah, they're nice. And Jay Smitty's here with us too.
I guess I'm here. Yeah, I'm featuring on the track. I'll sprinkle things here and there about mythology, but yeah, just it's all about Gloria.
Right. So
she's the MVP.
Well, Gloria was our champion last week of the debate and many weeks, but we've started a thing where I want to invite people back to talk about something that they know a bunch about for the debate, and then do the debate about that thing. And so you picked Greek mythology.
Yeah, I did.
Why did you do that? I don't mean that like...
Why would you do that? No, I just really like Greek mythology and something I know a lot about.
Did you study this in college or something?
No, all of my own time.
Oh, really?
I'm very, very cool.
I thought for sure you were going to be like, I was about to get a PhD in.
No.
But this is just for fun.
Yeah, just for funsies.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice. So what's like your favorite story in Greek mythology?
That's hard. I really like Cupid and Psyche, although that's technically a Roman myth. Pretty good.
Wait, so it's like, is Cupid like is he like monogamous, or is he just banging everybody out there?
I think
it's all about love.
So. Yeah, I think it's implied that it's more monogamous, but like...
He's got like side chicks.
Yeah,
on
I'm
side
not
chicks
keeping an eye on
chicks,
Cupid.
Yeah. They don't tell those stories.
Nobody's keeping tabs on him.
Yeah. I don't think quite to the level of Zeus being not monogamous, but.
Right. Zeus was out and about a lot. Huh?
Yeah.
He was spreading the seed.
The interesting thing about that, there are a couple of theories that the reason it's like that is because initially, like when ancient Greek culture was, you know, starting and they're getting all these. Basically acquiring all these people into ancient Greek society. They had their own like gods and goddesses, but then to kind of accumulate them, they just changed the god in the story to Zeus, which is why they think they have all these stories of him fucking other ladies.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is pretty interesting, because then you have Hera as a jealous wife, which is like still a common trope now, but it kind of got started by accident.
Right. So they like kind of, they gave like Zeus some other sort of God's responsibilities or stories.
Yeah.
And then they're like, but how does Hera feel about
this? Yeah, and they're like, let's make her a bitch.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. I think that's the reason I really like Greek mythology, because you have all these like tropes that are still used now. And
yeah.
Like even like, to me, it looks like the original sitcom, which is pretty interesting.
Well, I was reading a thing today that was saying that like, so the first like God or whatever that they had tracked. And what I was reading was actually like it was a goddess, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it came the Greek, you know, gods or titans or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But that goes back to like when women had babies and nobody understood like why they got pregnant. So they're like,
we don't know what's happening.
They're like, it must be a goddess that's like in charge because they make the stuff. And then once they like figured out how it happened, they were
like,
it
happens after our dicks and her.
Yeah.
They're coming out every 9 months or so. There's a pattern
exactly.
Here.
Yes.
Oh.
Then they're like, we'll throw some dudes in charge.
There you go.
It's all so simple back then.
But they also, they had all kinds of things in Greek mythology with like people being birthed from things that were not vaginas also.
Yeah.
Like Zeus like had somebody just come out of his head,
Athena,
right?
Yeah, came
Athena
out of his
came
head.
Out of his head.
Yeah. And Aphrodite came out because so Cronos, who is Zeus's dad, got in a fight with his dad, Uranus, I believe, ripped his dick off, threw it into the ocean, and they think that's what made the sea foam that made Aphrodite.
So a sea dick made the sea foam?
Yeah.
Which made Aphrodite.
Yeah, which made the most beautiful goddess.
That is the most beautiful goddess? Because I heard this was up for debate.
Not trying to start another Trojan War.
Wait, Zeus ripped off his dad's dick, or his dad ripped his dick off?
No, Zeus's dad ripped off Zeus's grandfather's dick.
There's a guy, wait, there's even more than, who's the dad of the dad?
Yeah. I believe the original woman you were talking about was like Gia, who's the earth.
Yeah,
she fucked
right,
the sky, and that's how you got Uranus and a couple other gods, who then had the titans, which include Kronos. Kronos was the one that had Zeus and all the like OG, like Hera, Zeus, all those gods. And then you have.
Why is this not like a Netflix like special or something like that? I feel like you could have like seasons of this.
Yeah, you definitely could.
I mean, there's so much literature and like TV that's like pulled from these stories anyways.
Yeah.
That they're just like, well, do we have to do them with shields? We can just like. But I was reading in the thing today. So like in that and other things that I've seen with Medusa. Medusa is a huge thing in Greek mythology, at least like from what I've seen, it just keeps coming up.
Yeah.
But what I was reading today was that like not only did she have like these snakes for her hair, but she had like boar tusks.
Yeah, she was ugly.
I did not know that until today. What do those do for her?
She's just ugly.
It's just real important that she's ugly.
Yeah, it's just real important. Oh, wow, she's like
she
unfuckable.
She wasn't getting asked out to the prom, so she's going.
Yeah,
all
and
way
she's
with
one
it.
Of a Gorgon. Yeah, all the Gorgons are ugly.
Yeah. I mean, if you can look past the snakes, you know, you still got to get through the tusks. You know.
Right.
Do you think her pubes are snakes?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah. Save it for the debate.
I think they are.
They're just worms, I think. Yeah. Baby snakes, guys.
Baby snakes. Tiny, tiny snakes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But definitely if you're sleeping with her, no eye contact.
No.
You can't do that.
No.
So.
No.
Lights off.
Yeah, for sure.
Come on, girl. You know I love you. You know what I'm saying?
Sean Rosa, what's your favorite story from Greek mythology?
I like Narcissus.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good pick.
Who falls in love with his own reflection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or is cursed to fall in love with his own reflection because he's a dick, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a fun one.
Yeah.
Do you feel that extra special being a beautiful boy?
being a Greek god myself. I have a lot of like self-esteem issues, so it's just like seeing like just
so do you
like,
kind of wish that you could just like, like yeah, look like in a mirror and be like, I want to stay here.
Yeah, like I look at the mirror, I'm just like, oh, I gotta get away from here.
That man is frightening in there.
Yeah. What about you, Jay? What did you like?
Well, you can confirm if it's not. Is Icarus Greek? That counts. I don't know if it was Roman or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of like the whole idea of where it's like, you should always be wary of like shining too much or you're gonna get it. You know, it's like, don't. Like, be the shit, but like, don't fly too close to the sun. The shit, you know. Or it's like it's a good measure in just of life where it's like, yeah, get your money, go out there and hustle, but shut the fuck up and keep to yourself. You know? Like, who do you think you are? Yeah, but Icarus was trying to shine too much.
He was just trying to stunt too hard.
Yeah, he was. Really, and then you know that's what happens when you ball too hard. You know.
You fall in the ocean and die.
Yeah. So guess the lesson is drive slow, homie. Okay. Drive slow.
I know a crazy part of that story that a lot of people don't know.
What's that?
So Daedalus, who's his dad, who invented the labyrinth where the Minotaur was, invented the wings, blah, blah, blah. Great inventor. He had an apprentice who was his nephew who was starting to get better than him.
At flying?
Not at flying, just at inventing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then he cut him up into little pieces and put him in a jar.
Did he, like, invent something to cut him up with?
Wait, so
yeah, and that's why we have the...
Wait, so the wings weren't natural, they were made?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought it was just...
Which is, this is my favorite part of that story.
They fly too close to the wax on the wings.
Yeah.
Oh, they were built.
It's my whole favorite part of this story is that it's supposedly at a time where somebody is smart enough to know how to fly, like manufacture wings that they can fly with, but also think that you can like elevate high enough to get near the sun and melt. You know, like that's a weird, that would be like a weird couple of things to come together.
Yeah. So essentially it was just an OG jetpack. Is that he had on his back?
Yeah. OG it was like wood, feathers, and wax.
Yeah.
Pretty good for back then when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like that would sell if they put that in like in stores. Like I feel like why did one person have that? I feel like that would be useful as fuck.
I mean, he invented it to escape, so I think it was necessity is the father of something.
I feel like with those wings, with just wood, wax, and feathers, you're like if you do sell that, you're like, but you gotta get a running start from the top of the building, and good luck.
Yeah. True.
Also, watch out for the sun.
I mean, it's
everywhere.
It is our natural enemy.
You can only use this when it's partly cloudy.
Yeah.
It's easy to miss the sun.
Just in case.
Yeah, I always thought Icarus was like my favorite Greek story as well. And then I realized it was just like the only one that I knew. It's like, all right. The thing that I read today said that the guy that went and killed Medusa, he did it as a wedding gift.
Right. Mm. He did it. So he was like a kid, got sent away from his kingdom, came back, was like, I want to be king now. And the guy was like, go get this Medusa. So he went and then that's when he like throws the head in the court and everyone gets turned to stone.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Mm. With the cutoff head. It's still good.
Yeah, still it's good weapon. Still good.
And then what did they do with the head after that?
I feel like he just kept it.
Yeah, like why would you get rid of that if you could just like just take it out whenever?
Stone.
Yeah. So I'm not, I might have to fact check me on that. Yeah, Perseus and like Theseus and Jason all kind of bore me, so I don't know them as well.
Right, gotcha. And Pegasus?
Came out of Medusa, yeah.
Came out of Medusa.
Came out of Medusa?
Yeah, he cut off her head and Pegasus came out.
Yeah.
She was just chilling in there. Just rent free. Like, oh, what's going on out here?
That's the fun thing about Greek mythologies. All of these like different gorgons and what demons and gods. It's like if you crack one open, you don't know what's inside.
Yeah, there might be another thing in there. Russian nesting dolls.
Yeah, right.
Holy shit. Learned so much in the past 10 minutes.
So what was the other one? Oh, so Helen of Troy. That's one that we should talk about, I feel like.
It's a big one.
Trojan War is a big thing.
Iliad.
Which is also, Iliad. And then the Odyssey, which, how long did it take for
10 years.
Him to get back?
Yeah.
10 years?
Yeah, it took, the war itself was 10 years, and then it took him 10 years to get back, so he's gone 20 years.
Yeah.
Odysseus.
I feel like that dude just didn't want to go home.
He was just fucking shit up. Going to different islands.
Mm.
He saw a robot at one point. So they have robots.
Wait, there's a robot in the...
There's... Odyssey? I believe so.
It was in one of the later seasons.
This is deep cut Odyssey. Yeah, he like... Or I could be mixing him up with the Argonauts. But there's like an island that's protected by a robot.
Okay.
And is that where... And in that story, is Achilles a good guy or a bad guy?
Depends on which side you're supporting.
Oh, is that the whole like...
There's gray areas in war, is that the whole friends?
Like that whole good and evil is a construct kind of thing?
Yeah, Achilles is on the side of the Greeks.
Okay, and he's going against the...
Trojans.
Okay. Yeah. And so, so if you like the Greeks, then he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, he is kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Because he's like... almost immortal, and he's just fucking everybody up.
Unless you hit him in the fucking back of his ankle, and then he's
right. Like, yeah, because his mother just can't fucking give him everything.
Yeah, all he needed was more milk, and he would have been fine.
Dip twice, you know.
Yeah. Does he like not wear in the river Styx?
Yeah.
Does he not like wear like Tim's or anything to protect his like? I feel like that'd be a really simple fix.
I want to see that sign.
Well, according
episode.
To the,
did you double dip in the river Styx?
You can't double dip.
You
in
can't
the
double
river
dip. You can't double dip in the river Styx.
Well, yeah, according to the story, I guess the arrow that hit him in the heel,
Achilles.
It was like guided by Apollo, right?
Yeah.
But it's also, what's how that? Bad is it to be like named after the thing that hurts you? Like, you're literally like, your weakness is your name.
Yeah, Achilles was like he was like the Lou Gehrig of his day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like if all of our names were crotch, you know?
Yep.
It's that simple.
Paris shot the arrow that was...
I think it was guided by one of the gods.
Yeah, guided by Apollo. And Paris is the one that started the whole fucking war in the first place.
So he wanted Helen.
Well, that's right. Because
he made a deal with Aphrodite.
That's who it was, Aphrodite?
Yeah, like, the whole Trojan War started because there was... All the gods were having a party. There was this one goddess. I always want to call her Ophelia, but I don't think that's it.
Is Athena, Aphrodite, and
Hera. And she threw a gold, like a golden orb in, or silver orb, whatever. It said for the fairest. So they, but she didn't specify who. So then Aphrodite, Hera, and Athena all started fighting, and they're like, we need a non-partial judge. So they went and found Paris, and they each promised him different things. Aphrodite promised him the most beautiful woman in the world would be his bride, which turned out to be Helen, who was already engaged to someone else.
So Aphrodite couldn't have just been like, my bad, she's taken.
No, she was like, no, she's like, we're doing this.
She's like, we're all in here.
Yeah.
I like that. I also like that whoever did throw in the golden apple, that was like the original troll, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They just went there to start trouble, and I like that.
She was pissed she wasn't invited, so she was like, fuck.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
I think this is really just a big dysfunctional family. They should just never see each other.
It's a sitcom. It's amazing.
And like, they're all immortal, so they can't kill each other.
Yeah, so they can just... Apparently, so everyone... This is one of my favorite things in the Trojan War, just like a little footnote that happens. Everyone fucking hates Ares.
Okay.
No one likes him. And so they're all like fighting during the Trojan War. Athena sees him. She's like, I hate this dude. So she throws a spear and it like stabs through him. And he gets pissed and like runs to Mount Olympus and like complains to Zeus. And Zeus is like,
stop fighting with your sister.
Yeah, just literally.
You're the god of war. You handle it.
What's the one with the guy that tricked Hades into
Orpheus? Or which one?
Sisyphus.
Sisyphus, the one who ended up with
the boulder. Boulder.
Yeah.
Rock up the hill forever.
Yeah, he trapped Hades in a tree he trapped death in a tree. That was part of it.
Some gullible gods, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm in a tree. I can't get...
So death came to get him, and he like tricked him, and then nobody could die for a while because he just held them hostage.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody did die. Hades was like, you can't do that. Then he goes,
people gotta die.
People gotta die. It's a circle of life.
It's like, you double parked me in, man. I gotta go. You know?
Yeah. And so he ended up, I mean, that's the thing with Greek mythology, though, is that all of these people, they end up, I mean, there's like this afterlife where they end up just doing shitty things like that, like pushing a boulder up the mountain. So it's like, you are living forever, I guess, but you're doing something awful.
I like, there are some cases where it's like not fair, like Prometheus, who was, you know, strapped to the rock and had the eagle come every day and eat his liver. Then during one of Hercules' 12 labors, he walked by him and was like, that sucks, and freed him. It wasn't forever.
So wait, did he let him free?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were saying he just walked by
sucks. Him. Like,
ah, sucks to be you, bud.
Like, just... I killed my whole family, but I'd rather not be there.
Yeah. So that he just was whistling and just kept walking. Yeah. That's what I pictured.
No.
But he let him free.
Yeah, he freed him. And
what was Prometheus being punished for?
He gave fire to man. Fun fact. So that was his punishment. You know what man's punishment was? Women. That was how women. That's how the Greeks believed women were created.
Oh man, they showed us.
Yeah, man.
Throwing gasoline on that fire. That's what they were doing. Was he told not to bring fire? Or he just like drop it, like, oh shit, man. The one thing is, like, he had his hand. Did he give it to them, or was he just like clumsy?
I think he actually gave it to them, and then he also, because they were deciding when they would sacrifice animals, what parts would be left to the gods, one part would be kept for the humans, and he like tricked Zeus into accepting the gross parts of the animal. So Zeus was also pissed about that.
Yeah. We got barbecue out of it, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Worked out for us. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for coming in and being my guest this week, Gloria and Jay and Sean.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And now we're going to get to the debate. Woo! Right. Hey, guys. Welcome to the show. This will be our 12th episode of Pick a Side, Stupid, so thanks for being here. Tonight we're talking about Greek mythology, a subject that was chosen by last week's champion, Gloria Rose. And to kick off the night, we're going to have a little bit of stand-up. So, everybody, please welcome Gloria Rose!
All right, the Greeks, the ancient Greeks, we've all been thinking about it. Let's talk about it. All right, the ancient Greeks believed that men and women were two separate races. You have men, you have women. All right, and we all know the story of Prometheus, right? Prometheus got fire, gave it to man. He was punished by being strapped to a rock and having an eagle eat his liver. Man was punished too with women. This is what the Greeks believed. They believed that women were a punishment to man. All right, but I have good news for all the fellas in the room, because you finally got back at the ladies. That's right. You let the show Last Man Standing happen. Man, fucking terrible show. I hate Tim Allen. He's my mortal enemy. He does not know I exist. We are an arch nemesis. I predict one day me and him are going to meet on the field of battle, and we will fight to the death. And let's say I'm successful and I do defeat him. Not even a real victory. Because if I kill Tim Allen, then I have to be Santa Claus. All right, the Iliad, the ancient Iliad. Everyone's been thinking about it. Let's talk about it. The beginning of the Iliad. Achilles, one of Greece's greatest heroes, wants to go to Troy. Wants to fight with his friends. His mom says, you can't go. An oracle told me you're going to die. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you in a dress. We're going to put you with all the women. And no one can find Achilles. Right? One of Greece's greatest heroes. So probably pretty big, muscular, well-known dude. Puts on a dress. He's someone else. That'd be like if I had six feathers glued to me and you all were like, that seagull up there seems tired. Seagull's been burning the candle at both ends. Someone throw her a pizza crust. All right. He's got the dress on. Odysseus, smart guy, is like, hang on, guys. We can't live without him. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get a bunch of knives. We're going to get a bunch of jewelry. He's going to look at the knives, and all the real women are going to look at the jewelry because bitches be shopping. Am I right? Bitches be shopping. Or it's ancient Greece, so bitches be bartering? I don't know. I like that because it implies that they like knew where he was, but still couldn't figure out which one was him. I also think it would have been a better story for me, at least, like if Achilles put on the dress and like discovered something about himself, right? Like Achilles puts on the dress, everyone lost Achilles, but Achilles found Achilles. All right, thank you guys.
Gloria Rose. All right, so we're going to get started with the debate. I'm the only judge of who wins and who loses each one of these debates. When you agree with my decision on who wins, I want you to cheer. Give that a shot right now. And when you disagree with my decision, I want you guys to boo me. Just like that. Very good. Okay. First up tonight, could we please have Gloria Rose and Sasha? Okay. Gloria, you're the returning champ. You can choose whether you go first or second.
I'll go second.
All right. Your question having to do with Greek mythology. Sasha, would you rather fly with a pair of wings your dad built or with winged sandals that were given to you by nymphs?
Okay, I think I'd go with the nymphs building winged sandals because my dad passed away, so he's not so good at building things at the moment. I don't know if I would trust that he could come back from the dead and come back with some wings for me. But even if he were alive today, he was more of a scientist researcher and would probably not know how to build things. He couldn't even cook. So whereas, you know, made up nymphs, I'm sure that if we believe the answer to this question, I feel like I would probably be okay with that. I'm also really horrible at debates. I don't know what.
You're doing great.
How much time do I have left?
You like 10 seconds left? You don't have to use all of it if you don't want to.
I just want to tell you that Putin told me to say this answer, and that's why it's correct.
All right, time. Sasha tried to leave.
Are we gonna let Putin dictate physics? Which I'm not an expert in, but if you're flying by the feet, you gotta have pretty good thigh strength to stay upright, which I do not. You know what I do have? Two arms that work. All right, so I'm gonna take the wings that my dad built. All right, and I'm going to bet that I also don't have to deliver messages to a bunch of other gods like that guy Hermes with the winged feet. So really, it's a win-win for me. Sure, I might fly too close to the sun, but maybe it'll be cloudy. I'm not a wizard. I don't know the forecast. Thank you.
All right, Sasha, you have 30 seconds for a rebuttal.
I actually have immense thigh strength. In fact, I went to the gym the other day, and the leg press, I can do 290 pounds. In terms of flying with wings, I just, you know, I feel like these days all the stuff that we see in the store just is really either flammable or toxic or falls apart fairly quickly. Especially in a Halloween
and time.
Party. Damn it. I'm really terrible with these things.
Didn't realize we were having a brag off. My thighs are just okay, but you know what? I can lay down in child's pose for hours. So I didn't have to work too hard to fly here with my wings. Thank you.
All right. I got to hand the win to Gloria Rose. Thank you for playing, Sasha. Next up, could we please have Chloe Kuna? All right. Gloria, do you want to go first or second?
Second.
All right. Your question is, who would you rather see at a Greek orgy? Hydra or Narcissus?
All right. I'm going to go ahead with Hydra. Hydra's the beast with all the heads, right? Just so we're clear.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead with Hydra because I just have a feeling that Hydra would be better at an orgy, would be more giving, right? I mean, multiple heads, multiple pleasurous activities possible, right? Narcissus would just be staring at himself, like, alone in a corner. Like, that would be a shitty person to have at an orgy. I just think, you know, all things considered, orgy people at orgies should be team players. So, Hydra it is. Yeah. Yep. I don't think I have any more. I think that's a good place to end that. So. Yeah.
There are a lot of things I want from my orgy. But you know what? One thing I definitely don't want? Eye contact. I don't want that. All right? So if you're looking in the mirror, staring at yourself, you know what? That's the orgy for me. That's why I want to be. I don't want to cut off one dick to have two more sprout. I just want simple, to the point, orgy. Thank you.
Okay, I feel like you are kink-shaming people who are into multiple dicks. And that's not fair. Also, I feel like you're also assuming that the Hydras are going to be staring at you, and maybe they will have some privacy. Maybe they'll close their eyes, okay? You don't know how Hydras are. Again, so far, all I'm saying is they appear to be fantastic lovers. Narcissist will be so focused on himself that he'll just come immediately and then
dive.
You assume fast coming isn't what I'm looking for. In and out. Also, you ever fucked with a mirror above you? Don't do it. You want someone else to be the one looking at that. You're going to be looking down. You're going to be focused. You can make your own orgasms. I don't need someone focused on me. I got me. Thank you.
I have to hand the win to Chloe Kuda. Next up, could we please have Jay Smitty? Chloe, do you want to go first or second?
I'm going to try second.
Okay. Jay, your question is, would you rather have a giant wooden horse outside of your fortress or inside of your fortress?
I would rather have the giant horse outside of my fortress to let other fortresses know how well I'm doing. Like, you have a garage, it's like, ooh, what's going on in there? It's like, I got this fucking 300 horsepower horse out front, made of wood, streamlined the fuck out. And I don't know about you guys, I'm going to show that shit off to everybody, okay? I'm not keeping that to myself. So, yeah, I would be, do I get a giant driveway to put this this baller-ass horse out in front of it for everybody to see? Actually, you know, I have the horse. Obviously, I'm having the fucking driveway, so I can have it all. So, yes, outside, driveway, heated, of course, because fuck shoveling. Beat that, Chloe.
Well, I would rather have the giant horse inside the fortress, because things are going so great over there. You know, the population is booming. Everybody's just so happy. There are little children everywhere. And I just don't see what could go wrong at all with having a giant horse inside of, you know, our city limits. Like, there's no way that this is going to backfire in any way. I just think it's great. We're about to have a huge festival. We're going to have our tiny horse festival, tiny wooden horse festival. And the giant horse is going to be like a really great, you know, centerpiece for all of them. It's great. It's a really wonderful festival. All the little kids like build tiny little wooden horses and then they trot them around. And there are a lot of children in this city. And they will live full lives, all of them. It's going to be great. I'm so excited. Yeah. Yeah. Really, really excited.
Rebuttal? Well, see, well, your giant horse might be something that brings peace, but my horse is filled with, like, the roughest motherfuckers from my neighborhood, okay? Okay, so everyone that they want to try and steal or anything, I have the baddest guys, Ray Ray, Junebug, pretty much Leroy and them. They're all in there ready to go to work. So, yeah, while you're bringing peace, I will be taking over your little horse festival.
Wait a minute. Are you suggesting that you're going to bring your giant wooden horse into my area? Because, well, I mean, you know, the more the merrier for the festival. I'm just saying, it sounds great. I really don't see any issue with this at all. Those sound like delightful individuals. And frankly, I'm just excited for them to meet all the children.
Time! All right. Well, another difficult one to call here, but I think I got to hand the win to Jay Smitty.
Fuck off. Man, you don't have a giant horse in your driveway.
I've I'm convinced they wouldn't have booed if after your first thing you didn't say, beat that. I think that's what did it.
Yeah.
All right, next up, could we please have Penny Oswin? All right, Jay, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Your question, it says, if everything you touch turned to gold, like King Midas, do you think you could go 1 week without touching yourself?
Jesus Christ. I can't even go a second without touching myself. My pussy turns to gold. Yeah, I would say no, I can't, because my pussy's now worth $1 million if that's the case, at least. So if, you know, that's like hard to resist. Jeez.
Well, what I would do instead was I would find prostitutes and I would turn the things they want into gold, and then I would use that as currency for them to touch myself, so I would never have to again. So I'm not thinking harder, I'm thinking smarter.
So basically prostitution.
But I have limitless money.
Right.
He's my gold creator.
But I have a gold pussy. And it's worth $2 million. And if I have that gold pussy, I don't know, give to charity. I don't know. There's plenty of people that need my pussy.
I don't even know how to respond to that right now. You're giving your own pussy to charity, and then, but how do you keep it once you give it to somebody else? That sounds like a very much an Indian giving kind of thing where, hey, we're going to cure leukemia with this golden pussy. The kids will love this.
All right. I know some charities are very specific about what they'll take. Like, I couldn't get rid of a couch at Goodwill a couple weeks ago. All right, I got to hand the way to Jay Smitty.
Black jokes matter, right?
Next up, could we please have Sean Rosa?
Hello.
Okay. Jay, do you want to go first or second?
Yeah, I'll go first. Let's switch it up.
Okay, so your question is, which would you rather have dinner with? Harpies, which are a woman-headed bird, or centaurs, which is, we all know, a horse with a man's torso.
I don't know. I just, harpies, they seem like, not to disrespect the women, I feel like they just, they talk a little too much, a little blah, 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 blah. Here's how my day was when I was flying, you know, so it seemed like it'd be just a lot of information where I feel like I'm, people say I'm really down to earth, so I mean, I'm going to deal with the horse guys. I feel like they got a lot of stories, I feel like they're really disrespected, and, you know, at the end of the day, I could just take them out for a ride. So, yeah, they'll be my transportation as well. So, yeah, centaurs.
Listen, like, the harpies, if you're talking about interesting stories, the harpies are responsible for taking the dead to hell. Like, how is that more interesting than, like, I walked on some nice grass today. I dragged my horse penis on the ground.
Somebody's got to drag their horse penis somewhere. And you know what? They've been neglected for far too long. Harpies, they only go to hell. And I feel like when I want to travel with people, I want to switch it up for a bit. So... yeah, I want a little differentiation, so yeah, I'm going to go with centaurs. That was pretty terrible rebuttal.
Yeah, horse penises need to be dragged sometimes, and you know where they need to be dragged? To hell!
All right. I got to hear the way to Sean Rosa. Next up, could we please have Corey Saunders?
Yeah.
Sean, would you like to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay. Corey, your question is from Kyle Mangan.
Don't fuck me, Kyle.
Fuck him, Kyle.
Yeah, that's probably what he wants.
There's a lot of talk about fucking before I even ask this question. Oh, boy. Kyle Mangan asks, would you rather have the body of a Greek god or fuck like one?
Okay, here's a story. You don't need the body of a Greek god to fuck like one. I weigh 290 pounds. Do you know how much I get laid? Quite a bit. Not for nothing, people aren't as picky as the magazines want you to think. It's not fucking rocket scientists, or rocket science, excuse me. I can't fucking talk. It's not fucking rocket science to pick up your phone, message some slore on some app and say, hey, put it in me.
Wait, so he picked...
fuck like one.
Fuck like a Greek god? Yeah. All right. As, all right. No, we're going with conventional beauty standards here. Yeah. You can't fuck like a Greek god unless you look like one. Signed, man who may or may not look like Greek god. Yeah. Me. Look at this face. Does this look like the face of a man who fucks? Because it's not.
Sean is very handsome. But do you know how many hands I'd need to count the amount of text messages in my phone that say, wow, I'm sore. How was your night?
Wow. I am sore. How is your night? No, we will not fuck like Greek gods. Greek gods weren't known for their fucking. They're not good at fucking. No, they're not. There was 12 of them, and they...
Time! All right, I gotta hand the way to Corey Saunders.
Can I just say how ironic my comments before the question were in this moment?
It all worked out.
It did, didn't it?
Next up, could we please have Rick Canavan?
It's gonna be great. Yeah.
Corey, do you wanna go first or second?
I'll go first this time.
Okay. Corey, your question is, would you rather own a flying horse, Pegasus, right? For anybody that didn't know, we're all on board now? Okay, good.
For anyone who is sheltered.
Or only be able to speak in order to repeat what the last person said, like the nymph Echo.
So I'm going to go with the flying horse for a few reasons. First of all, being only able to repeat what someone else says, your ass is going to get pranked so hard because I have two little brothers and, you know, they'd be like, penis, penis, penis. And I'd be like, penis, penis. And it's all you can say and you look like a moron. Also, winged horse, you arrive places in style. You roll up into the club with your flying horse. Hey, you stay right here, Pegasus. I'm going to go in the club and, you know, hit these biddies, whatever men say. Like, you styling, you fly, and then you can take your date and fly him or her home on the horse, and he or she can arrive in style, too.
I'm going to say flying horse for a few reasons. I'd rather penis, penis, penis. Flying horse arrive in style. Something about a date. And I can't tell you how many text messages I've got that said, I'm so sore. How was your night?
Did I just get Amy Schumer'd? Did that just happen? Listen, you want the flying horse, and I'm not even going to try and flip this argument because I'm going to win this. You want the flying horse because it's much less traumatizing than being forced into saying something that you never want to come out of your mouth, because that shit can get real sticky real fast. Ew, that sounded gross. Anyway.
Look, you want the flying horse. Something about sticky. Like, like you got honey on your hands or something. I don't know.
All right. I gotta hand the mic to Rick Canavan. It's the only way that could be argued. It's the only way.
Clever.
Hey, what's up? It's your host, Sean Carter here. I hope you're enjoying the debate this week. Well, we had to cut a couple of the debates to keep this thing under an hour this week, so I figured this would be a good time to take a break and let you know about shows coming up. We are at Maggie's Lounge the first and third Friday of every month at 7 p.m. Also, I'll be recording a CD there on March 2nd, so come out and join us. You can find tickets on Eventbrite. It starts at 8 p.m. on March 2nd. Now we're going to hop right back into the action here with Nick Ortolani and Jeremiah Broderick.
Next up, could we please have Nick Ortolani? Oh, yeah. Jeremiah, do you want to go first or second?
I will go first.
Okay. Jeremiah, your question is from Zach Jones. It says... It says, which is the shittier god job? Being Atlas and having to hold up the entire world? Or being Hermes and having to be the god who delivers messages to other gods?
The god that delivers messages to other gods has to be the worst job. Because you know they have a replacement for that. The god who holds up the world, at least you know you're doing something important. It's not like they could get somebody else to do your job. But delivering messages from god to god, even people had a thing for that. Like, they could have just replaced him with a pigeon.
See, I gotta go with Atlas because, exactly, you can't be replaced. That's your job forever. And you have to have literally every single person having fun and yelling in your ear all the time. It is a walking... Imagine, you know how when you scroll through fucking Facebook and all you see is people's success stories? Imagine that that is your every waking moment everywhere you go. But it's not just people you know. It's everyone that could ever possibly be.
Imagine you're scrolling through Facebook and you see all these happy people you hate. But you know you could drop them at any second. How great would that be?
My opponent would have you believe that Zeus, almighty ruler of all the gods, would let you drop the fucking earth. Oh my god, you think Hermes can be fired? Imagine being fired from the one job that everyone needs you to do. Like, it would happen.
All right, I gotta hand the win to Jeremiah Broderick. All right. Why? I don't know why they don't want you to win, Jeremiah. I think you've been good in it. He's been good, right?
Like, thank you.
I mean, Nick was good too, but Jesus Christ, you guys are brutal.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you guys just don't like me. All right.
Just a couple more debates were cut, and now we are on to Katie Baker versus AJ O'Connell.
Next up, could we please have Katie Baker? AJ, do you want to go first or second?
I'm going to go.
So Katie is going first. Katie, your question is from Steve Albert. He asks, should PETA sue Medusa if she gets a haircut?
I think they shouldn't, because I guess apparently Medusa was a rape victim, and this was a this was a thing that happened to her because she was raped. Like, it was her punishment because she pissed off Athena. So that's, like, wicked scary. And I feel like if PETA were to try to sue someone, they shouldn't start with her. They should start with whoever's making ladies' hairs have snakes on them. Yeah.
I don't have to start there, but they should get around to it at some point. As much as I have previously advocated for killing animals in the last thing, still, though, I wouldn't sue them, but, you know, PETA did. PETA would. Right? Isn't it just a play on the fact that they're snakes? They're so... Yeah. I don't know. If you kill animals, PETA might get mad. Sorry about this hot take.
The P in people stand, in PETA stands for people. And Medusa, since she's immortal, is technically not a person. So she kind of lies outside the PETA's range of who they can try to bring down. So that's my case.
So these powerful people can just get away with anything they want these days because they're gods or whatever. You get the metaphor.
All right, I gotta hand the win to Katie Baker.
Mixed. Still a mixed reaction.
All right, next up, could we please have Ben Quick? Katie, would you like to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay. Gloria Rose asks, would you rather be a plebeian woman with no rights or a Spartan woman with full rights, but you have to cut off your right breast?
That's a tough one for me to answer. I'm going to say that I'm very glad I'm going first. Because the last thing I really want is to be a man up here arguing that women should have no rights. So I'm going to go ahead and say I would cut off my right breast and have equality, because that's what I should post on Facebook later if I'm forced to.
I barely have tits as it is. And I guess, like, smaller boobs have more nerve than... that's something I heard on a website. But the amount of ouch I'd have to endure, and, you know what? Maybe having rights is overrated.
Listen, if you want anything in this world, you have to struggle for it. If you want rights, if you want equality, if you want change, you have to lay yourself down and cut your goddamn tit off. Nothing happens easy in this world. Suffer, and you will be free.
Even if you cut off your tit, that doesn't change the fact that you're still a woman. You can't cut that away. Cutting boobies is not the answer to having anything.
All right. I gotta hand the win to Katie Baker. Next up, could we please have Zach Jones? Katie, would you like to go first or second?
I think this time I'm gonna go first.
Okay. Your question is, is it okay to double dip if what you're dipping is your own baby into the river Styx in order to make its skin impervious to arrows?
I'd say it is okay to double dip because it's not like the other parents who are trying to get their babies impervious to arrows are going to really be most concerned about germs when they're baby dunking. So that's it's low enough on the hierarchy of woes for doing immortal stuff to your baby that double dipping should be okay.
Okay. So, we've all seen the Seinfeld episode that deals with double dipping. And there's no B plot that says, but if you're a Greek warrior, it's okay. It's not okay to double dip under any circumstances, whether it's in the chip bowl or whether you're dipping your baby into the river Styx so that it can become immortal. Here's an idea. Why don't you tell your shitty kid, watch out for your ankle. That's your bad part where you can get killed. Don't make us have to deal with your double dipping and just tell your kid where to watch out.
Let me ask you this. How many arrows was Jerry Seinfeld shot with throughout that entire program series? I say it was none. So his argument of dippage of one thing into another thing is void. He had two different of a life.
Newman would have had it out for Jerry, but Jerry knew to cover his fucking heel, so he never had a chance. There was no chance to kill him because he didn't double dip. Because you know what? You protect the part of you that's most vulnerable. And if you were dipped in the river Styx to become immortal, you have a very good idea about your vulnerable spot.
All right, I gotta hand the win to Katie Baker. Hey, that's our show for this week. Thank you so much for listening. You can check out our videos on YouTube. Just go onto YouTube and type in Pick a Side, Stupid. Or for exclusive bonus episodes, head on over to Patreon and then type in Pick a Side. And for just $5 a month, you'll get all kinds of bonus features. You can find a schedule of upcoming dates for shows, for live shows, at our website, pickasidestupid.com. My name is Sean Carter. I will see you next week.